Welcome to Quickies.
Hey, this is Karan here and you're listening to In.com's Quickies. So how about you and I have a quickie on the juicy celeb news and entertainment for today. Let's go. The higher you are in life and the more successful you become, the more necessary it becomes to have good friends who bring you down to earth. Andre Russell's team Kolkata Knight Riders whooped some IPL butt on Friday in their match against Sunrisers Hyderabad. Chasing a target of 182 runs, KKR was a little desperate to get going when Andre came in with his on-field charisma and hit four humongous sixes. He even remained unbeaten at 49 from just 19 balls as KKR won the match. Post the win, Andre then took to Instagram to share a hunky-dory picture of himself chilling in the pool with the hashtag recovery. While the picture got thousands of likes and comments from fans, former English cricketer Kevin Peterson took it upon himself to bring his good buddy Andre a wee bit down to earth with the comment, "Skunk." I mean, it was a troll, of course, but it was pretty accurate. Andre's hairstyle and the color scheme of his hair almost perfectly gave it a skunkish appearance. And he didn't take the comment badly either, seeing as he proceeded to call Kevin a hairy bastard. All in good fun, I would say. After years of bringing in some very iconic dance numbers, it looks like the Saroj Khan and Madhuri Dixit duo are endeavoring to create a cult classic again. A special screening of the song Tabah Ho Gaye from the Abhishek Varman-directed Kalank was held on Tuesday morning at the Dharma office. And it turns out while Madhuri may not be the youngest she's ever been, she certainly hasn't lost her grace and charm when it comes to her dance performances. There were even a few subtly induced hip-hop steps in her largely Kathak-dominated performance. Not to mention that she's one of the few one-take artists in the film industry today when it comes to choreography. Apparently, the last bit of the song was a long one-sequence shot and she filmed it in just two takes. And mind you, the second shot was because of the lighting and not because of any error made on her part. It's good to know that the work ethic of certain actors stay the same regardless of where they are in their career. First the lead actor and now the director quits too? Well, it looks like the Jacqueline Fernandez starrer Kirik Party has been abandoned on all fronts and is floating in limbo. Kirik Party, which is to be a Hindi remake of the hit Kannada film, first saw lead actor Karthik Aryan back out due to a date clash with one of his other projects. He also apparently wasn't too happy with the revised script of the film, which was reworked after the makers decided the previous one didn't bring in enough of the original film's essence. Okay, so the lead actor's gone, making the movie still manageable though, right? Well, then the director Abhishek Jain decided to back out as well. Abhishek, who has earlier directed Gujarati films, was supposed to make his Bollywood directorial debut with this movie. But it looks like he too lost interest in the project for some reason or the other and is back to focusing on his Gujarati movies. Directed by Rishabh Shetty, the original Kirik Party released in 2016 and it became one of the highest grossing Kannada films of all time and was even remade in Telugu with the same name. When everything has a been there, done that label to it, after a point it becomes harder and harder to come up with original concepts. One area especially where this happens is with movie posters. The poster of Rajinikanth's 167th film Darbar is out. And it looks pretty darn badass with a classic, super stylish Rajini smirk and you know all the ingredients of a cop masala movie including uniform, ammunition, sniffer dog and even handcuff. But bring in a sniffer dog that specializes in repeat poster concepts and suddenly the Darbar poster starts looking a lot like the poster from Ranveer Singh's Simba. A headshot, dark glasses, mouth opened in a smirk and loads of front teeth showing. But as I said, everything's been done and done again. So how does one distinguish between concepts that are actually copied and concepts that just happen to look similar, maybe out of coincidence? Hard to tell at this point, I suppose. So it's probably best to ignore these little things and see how the actual movie turns out in the end. Besides, it's Rajinikanth. The man's a legend. I'm sure we can afford him the benefit of doubt in situations like these. The Kardashian sisters are worth millions and millions of dollars. They can pretty much point at and purchase anything they want without thinking twice. And that's obviously gotten them so used to picking up things they want without a second thought that it even led them to the point of stealing a pair of sunglasses once. And not just any cheap and chindy set of glasses, okay? But a pricey set of Christian Dior glasses. Kim let this not so flattering fact out while talking to an entertainment portal called Bustle. Apparently, she and Chloe were in Hawaii and they came across this Christian Dior store with no one working in it. As Kim puts it, there was no one working there. Like, it was just wild, just an empty store. And Chloe really wanted the Dior sunglasses, so she took them and we walked out. Amazing, Kim, amazing. Such thoughtfulness and integrity. She could have probably waited 5 minutes and the person working at the store would have showed up. But I guess when you want something, you want something. Makes sense, right? It really doesn't, Kim. It really doesn't.
The Quickies on In.com.